This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal-Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal-Gazette.
We will now read obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette for Thursday, October 2nd. The following obituaries have been edited for time. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. And now, here's Chad with the first obituary.
Fort Wayne, Thomas and Jean Abels. Thomas and Jean Abels, 81, of Fort Wayne, passed away peacefully surrounded by his family on September 28th. Tom lived a life filled with love, humor, and devotion to his family. He was a caring husband of 57 years to the love of his life. He was so incredibly proud of his daughter and son, four grandsons, son-in-law, and daughter-in-law. He loved them all so very deeply. He enjoyed playing golf, bowling, family games, fixing any at-home project, and spending time with his family. He was the go-to person in the family to fix anything, and he always had the right tool for the job. Tom served in the United States Navy as a Seabee. After returning home, he worked as a Fort Wayne police officer. He also managed to find time to own a small construction company, Abel's Construction, which he absolutely enjoyed, and ended his career managing the Works manufacturing plant. He was an honorable man, an admired father and grandfather. He will be missed so very deeply by his loved ones. Tom is survived by his daughter and son-in-law, Angela Abels Hubler and Patrick Hubler of Fort Wayne, son and daughter-in-law, Andrew Thomas Abels, and Christine Abels of Fort Wayne. Four grandsons, sisters-in-law, Gloria Godshalk and Debbie Abels, and many special family and friends. He was preceded in death by his wife, Janice Louise Abels. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday, October 4th, with a memorial service at 12 p.m. at D.O. McComan's son's funeral home, Covington Knowles. Memorial contributions may be directed to Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana. That was Thomas Jean Abels, 81.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, Ronald D. Ron Etzler. Ronald D. Ron Etzler, 85, of Payne, Ohio, passed away on September 30th at Country Inn Enhanced Living Center in Paulding, Ohio. Ron was born in Convoy, Ohio. In 1962, he married Marilyn Ruger, who preceded him in death in 2001. Ron worked as an accountant for 26 years at Mutual Security Insurance Company. After working at Mutual Security, Ron worked for Lutheran Social Services for 15 years. Ron was also the Village of Payne clerk treasurer for 32 years. He was on the Village of Payne Council. Ron volunteered at LifeWise of Paulding County and as a Blue Jacket, helping people out of prison jail gain employment. He was a member of the Paulding Republican Central Committee and John Paulding Historical Society. Ron was a board member for Love Indeed in Fort Wayne and Northwest Ohio Community Action Commission, NOCAC, in Defiance. He was a board trustee for the Paulding County Hospital and Paulding County Carnegie Library. He was a past president of the Paulding County Cancer Society. Ron was a loyal member of Edgerton Wesleyan Church in Edgerton, Indiana. Ron will be lovingly missed by his sons, Doug Etzler, Grover Hill, Ohio, and Chris Etzler, Paulding, Ohio. Daughters Kara Whitman, Payne, Ohio, and Kim Coomer, Monroeville, Indiana. Brother Wayne Etzler, Decatur, Indiana. 19 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, with one on the way, and three step-great-grandchildren. Funeral service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 4th, at Edgerton Wesleyan Church in Edgerton, Indiana, with Pastor Dave Dignall officiating. Burial will follow in Lehman Cemetery, Benton Township, Ohio. Visitation will be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd at Den Herter Funeral Home. There will also be visitation from 10 a.m. until time of services on Saturday at the church. Memorial contributions may be made in Ron's memory to LifeWise of Paulding County. As for Ronald D. Ron Etzler.
Christopher Chris Hertel, or Hertel, H-E-R-T-E-L. Christopher Chris Hertel, 67, of Woodburn, passed away on September 29th. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. Saturday, October 4th, at Gar Creek Lutheran Church, New Haven. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Burial will take place at the Gar Creek Lutheran Church Cemetery, New Haven. Memorials may be made to Gar Creek Lutheran Church, New Haven. That was Christopher Chris Hertel, 67. Annetta Lucille Butler Dennis. Annetta Lucille Butler Dennis, 87, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 26th. Arrangements by D.O. McComan's Sons Funeral Homes, Covington Knowles. That was Annetta Lucille Butler Dennis, 87. And finally, Betty J. Stuckey. Betty J. Stuckey, 88, of Fort Wayne, passed away peacefully with family at her side on September 27th. Betty was born in Warsaw. She graduated Central High School in 1955 and worked at Lincoln Life for several years. She met and married the late Charles Tad Stuckey in 1957 and became a loving and devoted homemaker. Betty Boop, as she was known by many, loved bowling, reading, sewing, and cooking. She was a great pinochle card player. Betty was a longtime member of Our Hope Lutheran Church, where she was active in the Ladies Guild. She loved reading her Bible. Betty was a delight and was very encouraging to all. She leaves to cherish many fond memories, her children, Brenda Houston, Thomas Stuckey, and Barbara Snyder, and a host of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Funeral services celebrating her life will be 11 a.m. Tuesday, October 7th, at Our Hope Lutheran Church, Huntertown, with visitation 1 hour prior. Visitation also 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, October 6th, at D.O. McComan Sons Funeral Homes, Maplewood Park. Burial in Lindenwood Cemetery. Memorials are to Our Hope Lutheran Church. That was Betty J. Stuckey, 88.
That concludes the obituaries. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.